This is Rhema for Today.
I tell folks they got born again filled with the Holy Ghost just standing there listening to Peter preach. You say, Stanley, how do you know this, Stanley? Well, you notice he said there's a great company up behind all of them getting that house. He sure didn't have enough chairs for all of them to sit, did he? Oh, you listen. I'm sure that house is full of people, aren't you? And they were born again and filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues or baptized with the Holy Ghost, because notice he said, while Peter just spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell. Well, he talks about the Holy Ghost in you. He talks about the Holy Ghost coming on you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, now a better word, instead of saying doubted, a better word would have been while he thought upon what this would mean. Should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, see, that's better than saying doubted, because he didn't doubt it. Thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Want you to notice, the Spirit said to him. Now, actually, this is the first time in this chapter that the Spirit's mentioned, and yet you see him working all through it. When it said Peter fell into a trance, actually, literally, the Greek says he fell over bodily. That was because the power of God was upon him, Spirit of God. And so the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Now notice, arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, a just man, one that feareth God, and of a good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. I want you to notice the reading. Then called he them in and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after, they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. Now, don't you know they had a pretty good crowd when he told them an angel appeared in his house, talked to him? If nothing else, they'd come through curiosity, wouldn't they? And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. And as he talked with them, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, ye know that it is unlawful for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the church would get a hold of that? Are you listening? I'll tell you, if you don't get anything else except the reading of this, it's enough to bless you. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, in what intent ye have sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, And at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. Now the Bible already said it was an angel. Here Cornelius called him a man because he looked like a man. Sometimes angels do look just like men. I'll not go into that. My subject's not angels. Some of them have wings, some of them don't. Are you listening? This one didn't. But he stood before him in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even unto us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Now that's an interesting thought. Jesus ate and drank after he was raised from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which is ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. That's the living and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Remember, Peter's in that group back there in the 20th chapter of John's Gospel when Jesus breathed on him, said, receive the Holy Ghost, whose sins soever you remit. He gave him the message of remission. Are you listening to me? Of sin. We have that message. Glory to God. Now, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. You see, friends, they were ready to believe, and as Peter preached it, they believed it. I tell folks they got born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, just standing there listening to Peter preach. You say, standing, how do you know they're standing? Well, you notice he said there's a great company of them. How did all of them get in that house? He sure didn't have enough chairs for all of them to sit, did he? Are you listening? I'm sure that house is full of people, aren't you? And they were born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, and spoke with other tongues, or baptized with the Holy Ghost, because notice it said, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell. Well, he talks about the Holy Ghost in you, he talks about the Holy Ghost coming on you. Doesn't he? Doesn't he? Now, you remember that other scripture back there in the 8th chapter of Acts? Jesus spoke about the Holy Ghost in you. So when they believed on the word Peter had spoken, or born again, had the Holy Ghost in them, but said far as yet he was fallen. Notice that? Notice that expression? He hadn't come upon them in the baptism of the Holy Ghost yet. Two distinct experiences. Now, For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized, which receive the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then prayed they him, Tarry certain days. Now let's go on reading, because this is very interesting. It's very interesting to see how God visited these four religious groups of that day. And when the apostles and brethren that were in Jerusalem heard that the Gentiles had also, now get this, received the word of God. Well, you know then that these Gentiles received that word that Peter preached and were born again and also baptized with the Holy Ghost and spoke with tongues while they were just standing there. They had received the word of God, being born again. Hallelujah. Not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Even the word of God, or by the word of God. Hallelujah. That liveth and abideth forever. Now, you have to realize this is the 10th chapter of Acts. This happened 10 years after Acts 2. Up to this time, the church had been strictly a Jewish church now, but the Gentiles are brought in. So when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, verse 2, when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest into men uncircumcised and did eat with them. You see, these brethren of the circumcision were born again, all right, and baptized with the Holy Ghost, but they still held on to a lot of their teaching they had, you see, that you shouldn't go into Gentiles. Remember, that's what Peter said when he went there in Cornelius' house. But now I perceive through that vision God showed not to call any man common or unclean.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Pastor Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. To find out more about this month's special offer, you can go to rhema.org. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer to write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin.
Well, we have a call to arms special from this week. And so we have two different products. The first one is Dad's newest book, just came out a few months ago, called Connect, Staying Connected So You Can Win. Dad talked a lot about winning and a lot of his things. So that's that book. And then I have a USB drive. There's 10 messages on the subject of faith. For a gift of $35 or more, you'll get both of those items. And you can go to rhema.org to find out about that. And pretty much anything you want to know about our ministry, you can go to rhema.org.
Oh, yeah, rhema.org.
And that's kind of the place to go.
Then yeah, also, you can watch on demand our Rhema Praise, this broadcast, church services, conferences, live streams there. We live stream everything. And you talk, you're involved in that more than I am.
We live stream everything except for the Call to Arms Men's Conference and the Ladies Conference. Those are both live events that you have to attend
because
to.
Because they're paid conferences.
Because they're paid conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.